Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Boyk Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Tuesday to you. Hello. Steve Sipple. Whose phone is that?
That's it. There we go.
Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you want to woke up like I was at 3 o'clock by the storm last night. Well, you were? Bill slept through what he said. And Bill usually wakes up to storms, it feels like. This is the first time he's not the one that woke up.
No idea. I also woke up to having both of our garage doors open.
Oh, no.
Why is that?
Just left and just didn't close them.
I thought I heard gunshots in my neighborhood. Now, we'll see if there's any Journal Star story on that, but like a series of them.
What approximate time was this?
2:33.
This woke you up in bed, and you said
I noted the time when I woke up. It was like pop, 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 2:33. I don't know for sure, but there was something weird. And then the storm started. I don't know.
So you're up for a while then. Did you ever go back to sleep at all?
Oh, yeah.
Was someone just celebrating the storm?
Could have been. Hey, we got rain.
It might have been fireworks. It was something. But in this world right now, I don't know.
In the rest of the state, I don't know. But I know right now, drought's over here.
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of rain. What was it? Saturday morning it was raining. We still have Friday. Was it Saturday?
We had weekend rain recently.
Sounded like a lot last night, but it doesn't look crazy.
Yeah.
I was expected to wake up and see crap all over the yard, things blown away, but I didn't see anything, so I'm with you. Seems okay.
Yeah. Fremont, chime in.
Yeah, Fremont, I think, got pounded last night.
I think they got pounded last night with hail.
I'd say about 8:30 or 9.
Yes. Steve, could you reach out to your Fremont people?
We didn't send a text. I can. We didn't get any hail,
I didn't have any reports of hail in Lincoln. Just very heavy rain, thunder, lightning.
It sounded super heavy.
At 3:15 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't usually wake up in storms, but this one woke me up for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It was weird. Then it doesn't look that bad. Odd.
I'd like to know, Missing Tooth Greg, please chime in.
He's in Colorado.
He has no access. Sometimes people have those electronic rain gauges that they can read anywhere.
His rain gauge isn't up.
Any sort of rain update from Lincoln?
I have a report from Eagle from Chris. Now, it's just east of Lincoln, of course.
Yeah, give some totals.
This is from Chris. 1.45 inches of rain is what he has.
Oh, wow. That's a big rain.
That's the more than I thought we would see.
Yeah, that's a big rain.
Yeah, just do like a roll call.
I don't have nobody else has chimed in.
A rain call. Yeah, around the state.
The call.
Have you checked your rain gauges
this
morning
at all? Anything from Wahoo? Wahoo was in the middle of the crosshairs also.
We'd like to know if anybody's in the middle of Lincoln.
Yes, give us the heart of Lincoln report on the rain. We need to know the center of town. What did we get?
I'm going to say where I'm at in Eagle, I'm just going to trust it. I'm going to say that that'd be pretty darn close.
Yeah, we should have a rain gauge outside here.
We should get our own rain gauge. We feed squirrels.
How do we not have one?
Yeah, we do feed squirrels, and the raccoons come out for that exact same spot as well. I'm seeing so many raccoons in the middle of the day. It's not good. That's not good. You're not supposed to see raccoons in the middle
of the day. You're seeing them like at noon?
Yesterday, because we...
Okay. No, that's not good.
Because we feed the squirrels over... I don't feed the squirrel beef. Because we feed the squirrels over here to the east side of the building. We get a lot of wildlife. We encourage wildlife to come
by.
Have
we seen a deer? Would be incredible if we could see a deer.
No deer.
It would be.
Turkey.
I see raccoons in the middle of the day, which, again, usually it's a sign that they're not well. It's a sign of a sick raccoon.
It's true. Am I wrong? Somewhat right on this. Yeah, it's not normal to see... Yeah,
not when you see a raccoon,
he's not well.
When you see, I've been trained to know if a raccoon's out in the middle of the day, it's not healthy. Something's not wrong with the raccoon. I've seen all this family we see out front here. Sometimes I've seen several of them on the side of the building eating from the squirrel feeder.
If there's any trappers out there, let us know.
Bush, do you know where Columbus High School?
Bush, is? You've never called me that in my life. I don't know what that is. Do I know where Columbus High? Yes.
Do you remember where?
Yes.
That was weird, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know what that was.
I'm going to start doing it. Do you know where Old Columbus High was?
I don't think I do.
It was in the middle of town. Okay. That's my point. It wasn't on the outskirts. It was very much in the middle of town. And there were a couple of occasions where I would be at the track, and there would be a deer in the middle of town. Yeah. Then the deer would just scamper off and hop people's fences. It's the weirdest thing ever, I thought.
Middle of town in Columbus.
Yeah, it was not on the outskirts. It was in the middle. I saw it two or three times. It was very
just like the one deer?
Yeah.
One every time?
No.
Could have been. I'm asking if there's one, it could be the same deer.
There was a lake probably like 6 blocks away. There's a big field by the airport that was probably about 6 blocks away, so I'm sure it came in somewhere from there, but it was odd, very odd.
Thanks for our
better times.
Thank you for the deer.
We do wildlife updates.
Are we doing idle chit-chat?
I do have some rain if you want more rain calls.
I do, and I have something after that needs to be addressed.
Rain call.
Kent is at 94th and Adams, so I guess way east Lincoln. He says 1/2 inch of rain.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Okay, wait a second.
Hang on now. That's okay. Now I'm not...
Wait a second.
But we have a lot of reports.
You know where that is, though, right?
Yes.
It's out by Planet Fitness.
It is, yes. Buffet Sun at 40th and A, so closer to Central Lincoln. Not quite there, but he says 0.93 inches, so just shy of an inch.
Okay.
They're all over the map.
Yeah, I did. Okay, I got too aggressive.
Chad and Wahoo, 1.2 inches as of 4 a.m.
Yeah, I think Wahoo was getting it, yes.
Less in Bethany area of Lincoln, 0.80 inches of rain. 1 inch near the Country Club. That's from Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou.
Brian at 80th and Old Cheney says 0.25 inches, so 1/4 inch there. Mark at Woodland Hills and Eagles says 1/2 inch. And somebody else says 1.45 in Eagles. So this is quite the storm. It was very varied here.
Sounds very pod centralized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get Central Lincoln in there?
Well, I get 40th and 8th.
That's I'm going to count that as Central Lincoln.
That's close
40th
enough.
40th and what?
A.
Yeah, that's Central.
A little south of Central, but it's pretty close.
And they got 0.93,
so just shy of an inch.
Probably what we got around the Hartley neighborhood.
When you heard gunshots and...
Gunshots.
I mean, I hate to bring that on the air in a way because you but I don't know. There could be gunshots and nobody ever knows about it.
That's true.
You know?
No, we can research it. Thank you.
Well, the police department, I don't know. You could say, why didn't you call? Well, it was kind of off in the distance. And I was...
You didn't know. You just woke up.
Tired.
You didn't know if it was a gunshot. It could have been something else. You never know.
It could have been something like a... Nah.
If anybody from the police department chime in, if we hear gunshots, should we let someone know?
Listen, it's a viable discussion. Do you just call up and say, I think I heard gunshots. Good night.
You don't know it was gunshots. No idea.
No.
What else do you know? No idea. I'm in bed.
I just hear popping.
Yes.
Going back to sleep.
So you don't want to bother him, right? You don't want to... it is. It's kind of a dilemma. What do you got?
Yeah, go ahead. Idle chit-chat.
Well, something came up between... it was beyond odd, I think. And Jake had to be the voice of reason, which didn't make any sense at all.
Happens sometimes, by the way.
During the game, after the first drive... And then the failed fourth down attempt and no field goal attempt. Out of the blue, in a group thread, Young Ben chimes in.
Oh, yeah.
And Young Ben was in a mood.
He was in a lather.
He was in a lather. He was hyperventilating, basically. Young Ben,
it was too much.
Jake had to say,
I'm gonna fight real quick.
Ben, take a breath here. He had to tell him that because Ben was. Then after the game, he wanted updates. He wanted updates from each one of us, the evaluation of the game.
I didn't respond because I was in the stadium, but finally he says, oh my God, this is pathetic. I don't even need to watch the game. I know how this is going to go. I said, Ben, take it down a notch and breathe.
He says, no. Ben said no.
He's watching in Norfolk.
He's watching in Norfolk.
And out of the blue, all of a sudden, I'm on the treadmill.
I can see you guys being bothered by this.
I just got back from tailgating, and all of a sudden, my phone's like, ding, 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 ding.
That was Ben.
Livid with some of the situations that were going on.
I was aware of it.
The game kicked off officially at 2:41. This is 2:51 the first text comes in. 10 minutes into the game, which is not even 10 minutes of game time. Why'd we go empty twice? Why'd we throw a fade to Barney, our shortest, smallest receiver? Why'd we go for it? Take the points. Trust your defense. We play like we're underdogs all the time. That's Young Ben.
I'm voicing Young Ben's text 10 minutes into the game.
I'll get it.
Yeah.
This is probably actually 5 minutes of game time. Ten minutes. 10 minutes from the actual time of kickoff. Young Ben says the game's over. Lost, so I guess he could say he was right, but
he can say
they're tied at halftime, Ben. Just saying that.
Did he continue?
Oh yeah. I told him to calm down.
Yeah. And he did call back he did text back at the end of the game. He wanted everyone's evaluation.
Oh God.
Did
you give it?
I don't think I did.
I just said Indiana could win the Big Ten Conference at that point.
Ben, I'm not. If Ben's listening, I didn't blow you off. I guess I did blow him off.
Well, yeah, you did. You didn't. You were in the group and didn't respond to him.
It says Steve Sipple in the chat. Yeah. You definitely got the chat.
Yeah, so. You're definitely.
Oh, I got it. I saw it. I just didn't.
Said Ben.
What am I going to do during the game?
Ben says, am I wrong? I'm done. Our passing blocking is terrible. Why do we keep going empty? That's Young Ben.
Oh, it was classic. All of a sudden, I'm like going out of the blue. Out of the blue.
Yeah, I didn't
expect
that.
There was not one thing during the Cincinnati game, the other two games. Not a thing. 6 minutes into the game, Ben had 30 texts sent out to us.
Maybe he's not doing well in Norfolk.
I know he's striving. I mean, thriving. Thriving. Not striving. Striving.
He's striving.
He's striding out.
Do we think that Ben knows the 7 mile spot in Columbus yet?
Yes, he does.
You sure? Because we didn't know when he lived here.
I'd never heard of the 7 mile corner.
Maybe I was talking to somebody else. I thought I had that conversation.
It'd be the most prominent corner in around Columbus.
7 mile.
There's nothing north. You go, oh, that's the so and so. No. The 7 mile corner is well documented.
And Ben does not get a pass. He said, well, I lived over by Bellwood. There's not a time in your life you never went south. Well,
first of all, you
lived in Columbus. You had to go south on 81.
First of all, Bellwood is south, just so you know. Oh. Yeah, Bellwood is south.
But more.
It is.
To drive from Columbus to Bellwood, you had to go through 7 mile corner.
Come on, Ben.
Ben.
That's really odd.
Ben,
he did not live in Bellwood, though, I don't think.
He lived on the way to Bellwood.
Really?
I thought he said.
But he went to Lakeview, so that's north. That's weird.
That's a long drive.
I thought he said that.
Maybe I was wrong with that. But.
I do think he lived north.
Okay.
All right. Bellwood would be.
Anyway, we heard from Young Ben. Thank you.
We did hear from Young Ben. That was loud. Ben, I don't chit-chat for you at all.
No, nothing. Not a thing. Just normal stuff.
I enjoyed football last night. Lions-Ravens. That was an epic game. Let me tell you what. If I think about my situation every day compared to other situations, Mike McDaniel, Dan Campbell, if you were a player or even a coach for one of those guys, which one gets you fired up to play football? Dan Campbell. I mean, we heard on the broadcast last night, Troy Aikman, color commentator with Joe Buck, said that, I quote, that Campbell's got big onions because he kept going for it on fourth down. Mm-hmm. This is a 7-point game.
Onions.
7-point game with about 2 minutes to go. The Lions have it at four. The Lions are up. They have fourth and three at their own 48-yard line. Mm. They think they're going to try to get him to jump off sides. No, they call play. Take a 20-yard shot downfield, effectively end the football game. Wow. Because Dan Campbell, trust his team. People called the Lions dead because they got smoked by the Packers week one. Their response is 51 points versus the Bears and a 38-30 win at Baltimore
last night.
Dan Campbell, you are the man. You are the man.
You would like
And
him.
The Lions are not dead at all.
No, they
fun,
looked...
Fun team to watch.
They ran
the Ravens so well.
Off the field.
200-plus yards.
Dude. I mean, they just rushed.
They rushed for 200-plus yards in Baltimore.
About Jameer Gibbs.
No, Jameer Gibbs and David Montgomery.
Montgomery had more, I believe.
He did. He was
Montgomery was kind of the guy.
Montgomery.
It's still fun to watch. The Lions, I'm proud of the Lions. Still
Where's Montgomery from? I have no idea.
He's from Iowa State.
He's Iowa State?
Yes,
is that right?
Iowa State.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Gibbs is Alabama. And Georgia Tech. And then,
Montgomery, I didn't know that.
Iowa State.
Where are the Ravens? What's their record?
1-2. Remember they had a 40 to 25 lead against the Bills with like 4 minutes to go in week one and lost 41-40.
They've got major defensive concerns. Because they were, I mean, it was just hand the ball off for 7 yards of carry is what it looked like. It was not stout.
Jeez.
They're kind of Jekyll and Hyde. So they give up 41 points week one, 10 points week two to the Browns, and then 38 last night at home to the Lions. It's Ravens Chiefs this week. One of those teams will be one of those teams will be 1-3 by the end of this week. Ooh. If they don't tie.
Sunday. Got ass now.
Thursday.
Yeah, it could be Saturday. Friday. Could be a doubleheader Monday.
That's true.
You don't know now. It could be on Peacock. It could be on Hulu. We don't know what it's on.
Oh, gosh. You didn't
could be on TNT.
You didn't see it, but Dennis Dodd, I'm not going to retrieve it. I don't have my computer, but Dennis Dodd sent out a list of the possibilities. But a college game could be on TV. You wouldn't believe it if you saw it. It's like 30 deep.
CW.
Yeah, there's things that I didn't even
The CW recognize. One is ridiculous. Like, where'd that come from?
That one doesn't bother me near as much as some of them.
HBO
Max.
Yeah, that sucks. The CW had a bowl game on a couple years ago. They've had to get more games now for some reason. But this weekend you got...
If this is on Cinemax, that'd be incredible.
I mean,
that'd be incredible.
Mom, can I watch this?
I know it says right here that this is parental guidance, but I'm just trying to watch San Jose State, Nevada.
I am watching Cinemax, Mom. Yeah.
Trust me.
That was a big deal.
When we grew up like that. Oh, you got Cinemax? That's a little,
doing anything down here at midnight.
Yeah.
Just trust me. I'm a good kid. You've got Cincinnati and Kansas on TNT this weekend, and you have Indiana and Iowa on Peacock. Not NBC, actual Peacock.
Wow, that's too bad.
Somehow that game, which I'll get audio later in the show from Signetti, who just ripped apart Illinois again without saying Illinois. When talking about Iowa.
Yeah, some reason it's become very personal, the Illinois thing.
You seen the theory on this, though? The theory is that Indiana has the great year, makes the playoff, and the conversation this offseason was all about Illinois being the playoff team. And so Signetti, I think, takes that personal, saying, listen, we made the playoff, and we're still here.
Yeah,
you're forgetting about Indiana.
He's got a point.
To that, I understand Signetti, who's the master motivator right now.
I can't push back on anything with Signetti right now.
You can't.
I got to learn to like him.
I know you want to, but you can't.
Yeah, no. You don't have to like him.
I do.
No, don't have to. I think I just go with it. Just
respect.
If someone has said right now when he took over the deal, think he'll be 15-2? No. Respect. Think he'll go to the playoffs year one? No.
Hey,
everybody thought he was going to be fired in 3 years. 3 to 4 years. Okay, they brought Signetti in, 60-some-year-old guy.
Coach.
And they'll bring him in, and he'll do something for a little bit. Thinking about job change, I'm going to change things up. How about Tom Allen chose to leave Penn State to go to Clemson?
Ooh.
Chose to leave Penn State to go to Clemson.
Oh.
And now they're 1-3.
Oh.
Imagine that was by choice. It wasn't like, I had no options, and Clemson's a great option.
Wow.
No, he chose to leave. They played really good defense at Penn State with him.
Mm-hmm.
Played really good defense.
Franklin would have had him back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was definitely coming back. That's why the whole thing went down with
Jim Knowles.
Yeah. The whole thing, the weirdness of that deal with Knowles.
Weird.
And the
that was weird.
Yeah, all of a sudden, why did Knowles leave? Well, because there was a prime job open. He wouldn't have been, he'd probably been a little bit nicer, you know, like that, to Ohio State and everything. God. If all of a sudden there was no place else to go, all of a sudden it'd be like going, well, you can go back to Okie State. Or
yeah, go back
wait
there.
A second, go back to Allen. So he left. Oh, my God.
Tom Allen in 2019, Tom Allen won 9 games in Indiana. It was a great season. Okay?
19.
And then, you know, he gets fired after a couple of years and goes to be the coordinator at Penn State. So he was up here.
Yeah.
And now he's like, well, is the staff going to get retained at Clemson? They're 1-3 right now. And the defense gave up 34 points to Syracuse last week at home.
Oh, God, he's got a headache. That's rough profession.
Yeah, very rough.
Rugged,
very rough.
Rugged. Holy God.
Yeah, making decisions like that.
Oh, it's like, God. Can Clemson come back, though? Would that be all right?
They're 1-3.
They whip off 9 in a row.
They're 1-3, and they have first of all, right now, the big thing was always after you lost to Georgia Tech, it's like, we're still okay. Just kind of went out here, and we'll go to the ACC championship game. Now they got 2 losses in the ACC. Yep. So one more. I mean, I don't know how you never make the championship. Not when you have Miami and Florida State.
Playing like they are. Yeah.
Playing like they are.
Well, just drill down on it. What's Dabble have to do to survive?
Yeah, survive?
6?
He's not getting fired no matter what.
What if it was 2?
2. Still, no. They didn't fire Florida State.
Norvell went 2-10. Stuck around.
They're not firing him.
So Allen will be awesome. Well, I mean,
not necessarily. If the defense folds, he's definitely fireable.
Yeah, I don't have to make changes.
It could be a change of staff.
Yeah, you never know from what decisions are made in different times. I mean, I just saw out of the blue yesterday that the Falcons got beat 30-0. Never got it across the 30-yard line going in.
It was bad.
But then to make it right, they fired the receivers coach. Yep. That was the problem.
Ike Hilliard,
Yeah. And all I ever heard is good things about Ike Hilliard. I've never heard anything about him. Been coaching in the NFL a long time, played in the NFL. But who are we going to get rid of? Well,
let's get the receivers coach.
Get the receivers coach. That seems to seem to be the
pick him off.
That seems to be the big problem right now. I mean, yeah.
And they're forcing the OC to be either, is he on the field now? If there's a move, he's forced to be either on the field or up in the box. One of the two, he's moving.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Spots. Per Raheem Morris.
Hmm, really?
Yeah. So he's Zach Robinson, the OC, is going to be calling plays from a different place now.
They being the Falcons, only have 1 touchdown pass, I believe. 1 touchdown pass in 3 games, and it's to a running back. And it was to Bijan Robinson, and he took as a check down, and he ran it 50 yards for a touchdown. The tight ends and wide receivers don't have one.
Well,
this is a team with Drake London and Kyle Pitts, very talented players. I mean, they got Darnell Mooney also is pretty good. I mean, they're not the best receiving core, but that's a good receiving core. Plus, Pitt's a tight end.
Hmm. So Cignetti, yeah, yeah. When you do that to Illinois, you have to respect him. I mean, come on.
Beat him by 53.
Like you said, 15-2. There's no...
He's the man.
Yeah, he's the man.
Cignetti. But they're running into it. Like I said, I wish one of those games, the Penn State or the Oregon, would have been at... They'd have got it home. They're both on the road. And that might be their death of them making the playoffs.
If they win one of those.
Oh, then yeah, it's insanity.
Yeah, because exactly.
If you go to Penn State and lose, mm-hmm. that's not like,
No.
Last year they went to Ohio State and lost and kind of hung in a little bit, but no, not a bad deal. Now, if you win one of the two.
Oh, if you get one of those, wait. Yeah, then it's like, okay.
Oh, I got something real quick to read about Indiana. This is from Zach Osterman. Please. He's the writer up there.
Yeah, Osterman.
Okay, he wrote this week. He says, results like this about the game, says, used to happen to Indiana, not the other way around. That as much as anything is the measure of the excellence of Cignetti's work these last 22 months. He's turned America's losingest program into a merciless winner and the sport's most cynical, broken fan base into a congregation of absolute believers. It's virtually impossible, if you haven't spent time around this program at its worst, to understand what it feels like right now at its best.
They're a Jeez. Congregation. The Indiana congregation.
It's good words.
Thank you. Yeah. I thought I'd read that.
He's got words. Those are good.
Indy Star, by the way.
Pundits did say that it was electric, the night game. They said it was insane.
I
what
watched
it was like.
A little bit of it. Seemed like it.
Until you didn't have to anymore because it was over at halftime. 35-10.
Stunning.
Yes. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg.
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or something to run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738egg.com.
Joey, please text in and give us a rain report from Bertrand.
Yes, we need to.
We'd like to have an all state report if we could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any other weather?
I didn't hear nothing.
Any other rain gauge updates?
There was a lot of storms last night, but
pretty spotty.
Varied.
Very spotty.
I saw Aaron and Crete said 0.85 inches last night.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Who had the 1.5?
That 1.45 was Eagle. And then somebody else said only a half inch at Woodland Hills just south of Eagle.
I don't get it. Sometimes, is it just a rain gauge thing sometimes?
I think there's always a little bit of, there can be some of that. I agree with that. That's quite a difference.
Yeah.
We should have a rain gauge. I'm going to get my own.
I know. We could put it right out there. We'll put it out there. We'll do that. 464-5685, call or text as always. It is the bye week, but Matt Rhule did speak yesterday. Sip, you were in the room.
Steve, were you there?
You were in the room. What was the scoop? What was the mood like?
Yeah, paint a picture.
It was very normal. I mean, it wasn't. There wasn't anything.
Was there pizza?
Yes. Thank you. Thanks for raising.
Was it Armark?
No. I want to thank. I should thank Nebraska. They went back to Val's, and they had not only pizza, but they have the cinnamon breadsticks that are really doughy and good. I've never really thanked Nebraska, but I was thinking about yesterday for all that free pizza. I mean, they bring piping hot free pizza, and you know the media sends on it like wolves, but it's really good. Like it's really good Val's pizza. Like it when you get a fresh box of Val's, it's tremendous.
Is media the same as coaches? If there's like all of a sudden just free food sitting out, it's just like they attack like a squirrel fell. I mean, they go after it. I mean, coaches go after food.
I shouldn't have maybe said like wolves. That's a little. Not too bad.
If you put in like just say you're in one of those all day long meetings, offense, defense time of things, or Sunday, whatever time it is, just long meetings, and there's two dozen donuts sitting in there, they'll all be gone. All be gone. The first one, everyone's getting one immediately.
No.
And then after a while, you're kind of like you break off a half or something, and by the time you leave, they're all gone.
No, see, that's the thing. I mean, the one thing I can tell you. I did is when I was walking out, and I was probably one of the last five there out of, I'll say, I don't know, what do you think, 40?
Yeah.
And there was still pizza left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost grabbed one out the door.
You should have.
I was fine. But thank you to, and they did switch back to Val's.
They learned.
Once you don't have Val's, you don't, I mean, the world changed a little bit. Aramark, I think. I better not say the brand. They were
you
bringing
already did.
In, well, Aramark was bringing in pizza from somewhere else.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Okay. And it was horrific.
Yeah.
And I like.
You were very crystal clear about that on
people
air.
Are going to research this now. You know, they're going to look this up.
I like pizza a lot. And usually I say, I don't care what kind it is. Doesn't matter. Yeah, well, it mattered in this case. Right. It was terrible. And so Val's,
they
thank
fixed
you.
It, though.
Yeah, Val's is back. Great. On Monday. It's only on Mondays. Hmm. For rules press.
Yeah, there was always on Mondays, there was always bonus, like a bonus pizza would be in the office up there.
There'd
be
was big on that.
They would take it there at that. Now Bo, he'll say out loud like that. He did not like Val's.
No, he was so I told him once I was going to what's the Italian restaurant chain that they have up on
Olive Garden?
Olive Garden. Oh boy.
Oh,
oh boy. Oh God. Yeah.
I just yelled at you and say, you idiot.
Which is funny because Ellie, who our former producer, it's her favorite place to go.
See, I love it.
Olive Garden's great.
Oh, it is great. It is great.
Yeah, well, we're 3 for 3. But we're not Italian.
There's never a time I've walked into an Olive Garden going, why are we here?
But happy
or when I left, why do we ever come here? No, it's a happy place.
It's the Applebee's of Italian restaurants.
Yes, it is.
Yes. It is. You were in the room yesterday.
Yeah, talk to us about what happened. What went down, Steve?
It wasn't hot. You know, it was just another press conference.
You want his thoughts on Michigan's physicality at all?
Yeah.
Okay, here's Matt Rhule on looking at back at Michigan's physicality from the football game. Matt Rhule yesterday. Okay.
Confirm that.
Yep. I think we just, they edged us early. And so then we started trying to absorb contact instead of, taking the fight to them. Thought we were, they do bring a lot of pressures and blitz. I mean, there's a couple that we turn some. Sometimes we turned a guy loose that didn't need to be turned loose because we're overthinking it. Again, they present a lot of challenges. Credit to them. But it's also a bunch of other things, too. Sometimes you have a chip and the back doesn't chip, properly, right? Like he just tries it, but it's not a great chip. One sack, we're supposed to have a comeback and the guy runs the wrong route. So it's all 11 guys, but I think versus that rush, they were lining up wide and going speed. It's everything we knew they would do, right? Going speed to power and trying to collapse the pocket and make Dylan uncomfortable. And we didn't widen the pocket enough. And so from a football perspective, you want to have the width and depth of the pocket. The tackle set the width. Your inside guy set the depth. For the most part, the depth was okay, but the width, the edge guys won versus our tackles too much. And it takes all 11 guys. Guys got to get open fast. Quarterback's got to get the ball out. You chip, rib, or whatever you need to do. We didn't get that done well enough.
He was very frank yesterday, which I appreciated. I would love to go out on a football field and just yell, speed to power! and they were – they.
Should
I don't
today.
Know.
Do it.
Well, when we talked this summer or different times, we talked that, and I said the best pass rush
– speed to power.
Is speed to power.
So tell me, educate me on something. I don't know what – I didn't play football. Could have.
You did. You played.
I played for the Midget Colts.
Yes,
right.
You did.
Midget football, I played. I'm not going to say midget again, but they did call it midget football. The speed to power. So you could see it from the press box. They're lined up really wide.
Yeah, and
when he said speed to power, it made sense to me. I was like, oh, yeah, they were getting ahead of steam.
Yeah. Yeah, what happens is, like as I said, is your initial twitch to get off to threaten an edge rush, just to threaten – a move off the edge and win off the edge, which there was one or two of those in the game, or sometimes they won and caused issues. But when you go speed to power, and usually when you see it, the great ones, they do it speed to power, and they'll post him with just one arm.
Posting.
And then they just post him right through his chest. And that is a disheartening to your team when they can turn. And then also what was discussed by Coach Rhule was how the pocket collapses.
It does.
Because when you just – here's the deal. You just run speed off the edge. That's not a very hard block. It's not. You just hit the guy, and his momentum just takes him back. And this is discussed in football, which I still think is probably the most common phrase. The worst place to be on a football field is behind the quarterback.
Right.
That's the worst place to be.
See it a lot, too,
and so you see it a lot. Guys come off the edge, and just ping, and they're 10 yards behind the quarterback. That does nothing.
Out of the play.
Out of the play.
Now we got 10 guys.
Yep. Yeah, you're out of the play. So, but the speed to power – is something that, and then also, can I bring this up?
Yeah.
Especially for the defenders that are listening to me like that, love you.
We're defending.
Because the chip can be, it's brutal. You're rushing the passer full speed, and you're just dealing with the tackle, and all of a sudden this running back just takes half your shoulder off.
Oh.
I mean, just runs right through your shoulder to chip you. And you what a shock that is. You're rushing the passer. You're exhausted.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, and this running back, guess what else he has? It's a free shot at you.
Yeah.
There's no, he can't protect himself on that. You have an idea where the running back's at because the chip always comes from the same side.
Yeah.
But so it's probably coming.
Yeah.
But it's a free shot at you.
Yeah.
So just imagine rushing the passer during the can, then having a running back run right through the outside of your shoulder full speed.
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
And it's a violent thing.
That is.
It's violent.
God, I'll tell you something about football, though. There's a few things that are more exciting than a pocket collapsing. I hate to say that in this case because it was Nebraska's pocket. But, man, when you're watching
it's
football,
a good image, isn't
it's
it?
Mayhem. It goes. And there's guys like sliding.
Yeah.
Totally with you.
It's awesome. It's like a blender.
Yeah.
Like you're in a blender.
Yeah, and the quarterback's just like.
How are you going to escape this one, pal?
When you all
good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. When that thing when it squeezes down, same
thing.
Mayhem. When you just get pushed back from the inside on the guards or on the center, and the pocket just gets pushed back. Which wasn't as big of the issue according to Coach Rule in this game, but there was some of that. But anyway, the worst sack of the game was they rushed three.
I know.
Sean
pointed that out about seven times.
Yeah. They rushed three. Yeah,
they're that getting was, there with three.
How was that? How do you say it?
Oh, they're getting there with three. I got it. They got there with three.
John, I heard you the first time.
I thought Dylan did a good job late in the game stepping up. The good listen, I know I could coach, Bill. You know yes. I could. The good quarterbacks step up in the pocket.
Yeah. Use the word the term climb.
Mm. Climb.
Climb the pocket.
Climb the pocket. Yeah.
Climb.
Yeah. And that is. That's because then the guys behind you.
Hear that?
Yeah. I did. That was,
you supported
that.
That
was pretty good. It felt like a coach there.
I know. By design. Okay. What else? I thought the most interesting thing, I don't know if it's labeled properly, the running back discussion.
There's two.
Sam, I got to give Sam a credit. Sam McEwen, the reporter at the World Herald, actually the sports editor. He asked him two very good questions about the running back room. Go ahead.
He wants production from the backfield?
Yeah.
That one? Fine. Okay, here's for Matt Rule yesterday.
It's like you sat in my staff meeting this morning because that's literally what my question, and it doesn't mean I don't trust the other guys, but we need some production, more production out of that second spot. Makai got some reps in there. Isaiah was a running back who kind of had to go to slot when Wood got hurt. I'm always looking at who are the players that we could be getting more production from that we're not putting that on them, but putting that on us. We're like, hey, get Carter Nelson going. Hey, get Mosey going. So where they fit, they've both had to kind of adapt their roles when we lost Wood, but we're not getting a ton of production out of them. Isaiah went back and returned kicks. Him and Kenny went back because we weren't, left or right. And but yeah, so is it Mosey? Is it Quentin? Is it, they've all had a lot of help, a lot of reps. So those are, I'm not trying to blow off the question. That's literally the question I asked this morning. And so I challenged the staff to, hey, let me know how you guys see it. I know how I see it and kind of go from there.
Throughout the months of the offseason, not just this show, I would say the entirety of Nebraska Sports Radio, asked the question about, number one, defensive line. Number two, depth at running back. Mm-hmm. These are questions that four games in, we still don't have answers to, right?
Not really.
Verified questions that we had.
Right. So what he was talking about was who is number two. And he couldn't he said, I want that answer from my staff. He's mainly talking about, I assume, E.J. Barthel and Dana Holgorsen. Who's number two? Who is it? He wants that answer. Makai Nelson looked like that guy on Saturday, but then Rule said, well, it's because of the package we're in. So that didn't matter. Makai Nelson didn't play against Houston Christian, coach's decision. Ives has been hurt twice. He had a hamstring in the summer, then a hamstring in preseason camp, which I call fall, but it's like August, so it's kind of like summer. So he had two hamstrings in the summer. Mosey, when he says Wood, he's talking about Janarian Bonner. Mm-hmm. And when Bonner got hurt, it's not a straight up one for one. He's moving to Wood's position, but he's taking some of Bonner's duties. Mosey. So.
He also mentioned a name that did he play in the game? Carter Nelson.
He did not play a snap.
Not one?
No.
I did not know that. Not a single snap.
Well, he played on specials.
That's what it seems. Yeah. But I just don't remember seeing him in the game.
Did not I'm 99% sure he never played a snap at tight end.
But he just mentioned his name. That's why I was wondering.
Well, he mentioned he talked to him in the context of guys we might need to get going. But anyway. So, and then he had another comment. Sam, the ballsiest, can I say ballsiest?
Go ahead. The most onions.
Yeah.
For onions. Troy Aikman.
Onions.
The most ballsy question.
We've covered balls.
Yeah. of the day was Sam, at the very end, saying, in hindsight, would you have liked to add a running back?
I don't think I have that, but what did he say?
He said it was money. We didn't have the money. He said it's a money discussion. And then he got into a money discussion, which you may or may not have. It's really interesting. He said there's a $40 million roster out there. He said there's $40 million.
Here, I have it here.
Yeah,
sorry.
But anyway.
I think there's a lot of things to that, right? Like there's money. Some people paid more money than I had. So that's the reality of it. I love our backs, though. I just, you know, I say that like, I don't mean, there's like, you can hear, they probably hear a little tone in me because like there's about three people who could say that question to me because they've given me money and NIL to go get players. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, coach, well, you know, I'm worried about, when people say to me, like, I'm worried about the D-line. You know how much a D-lineman costs nowadays to go get him in the portal? Like, all right, 1890's right there. Write a check, and then you can talk to me about what you think we should do. And I say that respectfully towards our players. Like we're going to have to spend a lot of money to keep this roster together. We have a good roster. We have a good team. I think Mekhi Nelson's the starting running back in college football. I think Isaiah Mosey is going to be dynamic. He's just young. We're trying to figure him out. And I think Quentin Ives is a big physical back. But, like, the whole, like, you know, for me, I want our players to hear, like, I'm not going to start talking about I wish I'd have done this differently because that belittles our own guys. But there is a component to this of, you know, this is the first year, like, this is the first roster. This is the first year that we're at where everyone else is at. And so, you know, I think you can see how we recruit when people want to come to Nebraska. Recruits want to come to Nebraska. But, you know, we just have to have what everyone else has. And we finally do that. Troy's worked his tail off. The Pete family's worked their tail off. And then RevShare now. We have what, maybe not what 10 other teams have, but we have about what everyone else has. And so, yeah, I don't want to start playing I don't want to start playing the roster game because it takes a lot of money. There's $40 million dollar rosters in college football right now. 40. 4-0. So I'm just saying.
Hey, here's the thing. He was not asked about Sharmar Brown, but that's what he was talking about. He says that they had the money, not enough money. So Sharmar Brown went to Miami. So yeah, that's that. I mean, I think Sharmar Brown could be the starter here if he's not.
He's looked the part at Miami.
He would have pushed Emmett. See, they don't have anybody. The other thing that nobody ever mentions is nobody's pushing Emmett Johnson.
No,
I mean he's not. We're talking about a defined number two. It'd be nice to talk about somebody who's actually a threat to Emmett Johnson, because that would help Emmett Johnson.
Yeah, they're obviously on a lot of teams, and rosters are different now because you don't stack them as much. You just don't. But there was a lot of times, and it happened here, as we all know, that, man, you did not want to, you know, you couldn't miss a practice. You couldn't miss anything because it's like, there's someone right behind me, and you might
really
be
really good.
And also, there's a chance that you are ahead of him, and in your mind, you're like, he's actually better than me. He could be better than me. He's just a year younger. I'm telling you.
Does that happen in Pender?
Yeah, what's that happen? No, in Pender, a little bit like that, and I made my run. You know, no run by me at all. But that is something where when you have that, that's a great thing. You want that threat on your team of man, if I step out right now, I mean, there is a major discussion going on down at Ole Miss. I mean, they brought in I'll pull up. I got his name texting like that, but they brought in that quarterback from Ferris State and he has just went nuts. Mm-hmm. Now they're playing LSU and it's like, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. Are their quarterback ready to come back? Mm-hmm. Because they had somebody ready to go. So now it's like, oh man.
Trinidad Chambliss, that's the name him. You're
yep,
looking
Trinidad
for.
Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah.
And he has just,
good.
He threw
he can
for,
run it.
He, against
Tulane. They just killed Tulane 45-10. Tulane's good.
He threw for 300 plus and ran for over 100.
He did.
A Division II quarterback.
112 yards rushing, 307 through the air, two touchdowns. Again, against a good Tulane
team.
Backup. They killed him.
And he also is the play he also played against Arkansas. Yeah. So it's just, wow. So my point is like that. So it's like, man, if you know in your head, and everyone knows, so like they look around going, man, if I miss a snap, if I do. Also, it makes you practice really well. Huh. Everyone practices really well. When you know there's a threat of playing time, because in the end, everyone wants all that work you do all comes back to Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Do I get to play on Saturdays?
That's right.
So that's a lot of rules pressed for yesterday. Before we get to break, though, if you are hungry,
I am.
Breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln. Where
downtown.
Are you sending people to, Bill?
The Bird.
Early Bird. 19K is open right now. They're open until 2 p.m.
No
every
late bird.
Day. Breakfast tacos.
Midday
breakfast,
Bird. No.
Nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous Hash holes. Stop by today. Ooh, free spacious parking at Early Bird. Open for you. Breakfast, brunch, lunch every day until 2 p.m. When we come back, I'm calling major upset alert this weekend in college football. I'll tell you where.
Call
next
it.
On Early Break in the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.